This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Thursday.
Do we know anybody that has a birthday today? Somebody out there has a birthday today. Let's just say happy birthday to whoever you are.
Yeah, whoever you are.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Anyway, do you want to enjoy the life God has in mind for you?
Oh, I do. Yeah. Tell me how.
You know, who would say, nah, they don't, you know. Of course, we all want to enjoy it. Well, the solution that God has for us is to spend time with people who are walking with Him.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, in 1 Corinthians 15:33 it says, don't be fooled by those who say such things, for bad company corrupts good character.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, my parents, they said that scripture to me all the time growing up. Evil companions corrupt good morals. Evil companions corrupt good morals. Yeah. And what they were saying was, be careful who you're hanging out with. Because you'll end up being just like them, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have any root.
That's true.
So if you don't really know who you are in Christ, and growing up, you know, we're all learning who we are. And so I'm grateful that they always told me that. And I'm so thankful that I was blessed with wonderful friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, they put that word in me long, long time ago. And it comes up all the time. And, you know, still even to this day, you know, we, even as adults, need to be cautious. So we always pray for divine connections in our life.
That's right.
And God's so awesome, brought us wonderful, wonderful friends. And we're going to encourage everybody listening, pray that prayer for divine connections.
And every once in a while, we do mention our dogs. And, you know, I believe that Troy, that my dog Casey, who's passed away and is in heaven now, I believe that she was a great influence on Troy. I do. I mean, Troy has always been kind of hateful. You know, he's a sweet little dog, but he growls a lot and stuff. But, you know, I mean, now he licks, and he's much more, you know, he's just sweeter than he used to be. I believe all those years he spent with Casey Neal, that I think that she had a great influence on him. So, anyway.
Okay, and moving right along. If that's what you think. Okay.
Well, of course, it is.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
No, it's your turn. Just keep on going.
No. No, but what were you going to say about that?
Well, I went on over to Proverbs because Proverbs is so full of wisdom, and found, you know, in verses 4:11-19 basically sums it up that we're all influenced by our environment, Scott. We are, mm-hmm. meaning who we hang out with, who we spend time with, and that's why we're warned to stay away from people who are doing things contrary to what God has. Mm-hmm. And if we're all seeking God's destiny for our life, and, you know, you can get, so the enemy can use, I'm not saying he's these people, but he can work through other people to get us off track to the destiny that God has for us. And it's so easy today to be desensitized. I have a hard time saying that. To what's wrong in life. To sin.
Yeah.
We're just so bombarded, and we get to a place of compromise and acceptance. And that's not what He's called us to do. If we spend too much time with people with few moral boundaries, you know, we'll begin to think and act like they do.
That's right.
And slipping back into those dependencies that we have, it'll just be natural. It'll be a natural thing to do. But if we're spending time with godly people, that's where we're going to find encouragement that we need to stay on the path that God has for us in order to reach our destiny and to enjoy the life that He's got in mind for us.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you. Well, I do know about you because I live with you. We say it all the time. I don't have any more time to waste. No more time to waste.
Right.
Time ready to just continue to stay on track with God and do what He has called us to do as a couple, called us to do mm-hmm. in our relationship with Him as individuals, and keep moving forward. And it's so hard for me, as you know, because I have tend to struggle with overthinking, and I have so many ideas and so many things I want to do. I can get derailed if I allow myself from frustration, from it taking too much time, and I have to constantly, you know, work. It sounds like it's so difficult. I'm the one that makes it difficult, but just get back on track and stay there with him.
Well, also, you know, we want to clarify one thing in our topic today. It says spending time with people who are walking with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I mean, being an evangelist, you know, there's times, you know, that we all, as evangelists, we spend time with people who don't know the Lord.
Yes.
And people who really need to hear about him. Mm-hmm. And I believe what God is telling us in these scriptures are, as far as godly counsel, we need to have that from people where they're spending time with the Lord themselves, mm-hmm. you know, for godly counsel, for prayers for you. Look at these missionaries all over the world that go into these countries that don't know Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to be spiritually strong. You have to be spiritually prayed for. But we definitely don't mean not to spend time with the lost. I mean, that's what our Great Commission is. Mm-hmm. But as far as godly counsel and people that we get our counsel from, you know, honey, that means people that spend time with the Lord as well. So we're equally yoked in that.
Right.
And then once someone gives their life to Jesus, then of course they become equally yoked as well. You know what I mean? So,
yes.
it, you know, please know that we don't mean, you know, just spend time with people that know Jesus. That's it. You know, because our Great Commission is to spread the good news of the gospel mm-hmm. all over the world. Mm-hmm. And that's to the lost.
And we're spending time with people who are like-minded, like the Word says, or we're equally yoked with. When we do go out, we're able to give from that overflow because we've been putting in to ourselves mm-hmm. the goodness, the fellowship, the pureness, the things of the Lord and yeah. the Holy Spirit, so that we can, in turn, have something to give away. To draw them in from a sincere heart, from showing, hey, this God works.
Yeah, and you know, and spending time with people that know Jesus can strengthen you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God may speak something really wise through them that will help you. Yeah. You know, but we have to have
backbone.
You do.
You know, a lot of people have wishbone. We got to have backbone and go, by golly, you know, I'm gonna stay on track here.
Yeah.
And if you've got dependencies, if you've got addictions that you're, you know, in recovery or working to stay away from, you really have to be on guard.
Right.
And God's got a call on all of our lives, and the enemy's not going to roll out a red carpet and say, just go on and follow the Lord. He's going to fight you tooth and nail with whatever your weaknesses are to keep you from living at your destiny. And having deep roots in the Lord, you can recognize those things. And then sometimes you can't, even when you are walking with the Lord. But,
yeah.
You know, surrounding yourself with people who hear from God, especially when you're having times when you're not sure, to pray with you
yeah.
and help you discern, you know, what is and what isn't of him.
That's right. You know, in Psalms 27, it says, some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. That's walking with the Lord.
Yes.
In other words, you know, you may get manly counsel, but is it from God? Well, you know what? That's just good. You got to pray about it. You know what I mean? God is never threatened by the impossibility of our needs. Never. He didn't go, woohoo, man, that needs a little rough. You know, I don't think I can do that. You know, he can do anything.
Yes, he can.
You know, anything. Matthew 19:26 says, you know, what's impossible with man, you know, is possible. You know, it's possible with God. You know,
mm-hmm.
anything's possible.
Right.
You know, and so that's what you have to know when you to spend time with people who are walking with the Lord. Do they have that same mindset?
Yes.
You know, and they can encourage you as you go into these mission fields and you go into these places that people are lost.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the greatest faith I have ever seen.
Yes.
About those who have nothing.
That is.
As far as what people judge them by. Well, they don't have money, they don't have a house, they don't have a car, this and that. But they have everything in Jesus. Okay? And so I love spending time with people like that. You know? Because they're our brothers and sisters. Everyone is, man. No matter what your monetary value is or what you have. You know, God looks at your heart, and that's, as Christians, I believe, if we can look at someone and not judge them by the color of their skin or their financial status, but we judge them by their heart, and we look at them through their heart, like God does.
Yes.
Then we can look at someone through the eyes of Jesus.
Well, I love what James 2:5 says about that very thing. And this is the King James Version. Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith?
That's right. And you know, what that means also is just because someone may have a lot of money, they may be poor. And that's poor in faith. Mm-hmm. Poor in their spiritual walk.
Yep. Here's the Living Translation. It says, listen to me, dear brothers and sisters. Hasn't God chosen the poor in this world to be rich in faith?
That's right.
I've seen it over and over and over.
Yeah. So that's cool. You know, yeah, spending time with God, you know, and with people who are walking with Him and people who desire to His heart for their life and their guidance. We really do. We encourage you to do that. But we just wanted to clarify, don't get that mixed up with not sharing the faith, because that means just, you know, don't listen to ungodly counsel.
Right.
Is basically what this is saying.
Yeah, and you can't give away something that you don't have. So if you don't have godly counsel within you, you can't give it away.
It's hard to give it away. That's right. It's hard to give it away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, someone who doesn't know Jesus isn't going to know the scriptures, but they're going to know your heart.
Yeah.
And that's where the godly counsel helps the most, is through your heart.
Yeah.
So you know what? If, honey, I just think there's some people out there today that are, that don't know how to enjoy a life with God,
mm-hmm.
You know? And, you know, we've said it before. I mean, people have asked me, well, I've seen such a transformation over you over the last 11 years. What does it feel like to be saved? And I just look at them and say, I don't know. I can't tell you that. But once you're saved, then we can have a party together.
Mm-hmm.
Because then we'll talk about it, and then you'll know what's happened in my life.
And even like you said before, the ones that always thought they were saved realize,
yeah,
I'm really not.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. Man, it's okay to admit, golly, man, I'm not saved.
Mm.
I'm so far from being saved, man. I don't put Jesus as number one in my life. I said I did, but I don't. It's okay.
Somebody needed to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, it's never too late. Today's that day. Today's that day you're going to say, you know what, Lord, I'm recommitting myself to you. Or, Lord, I'm committing my life to you today. So if you would, please pray this prayer with us. And please know that God loves you. He wants to spend time with you. And He loves walking with you. And when you're too tired to walk, that's when He'll bend down and pick you up and start carrying you. So if you would, please pray this prayer with us. And please know that you are saved. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of that cross and the blood that you shed, you say my sins are forgiven. If I ask you to forgive me of my sins sincerely from a sincere heart, well, Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me. Lord, I want to spend time with you. Lord, today, I am committing my life and my spirit and my heart to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Awesome.
Well, thank you all so much. And please email us at info@livinginup.org with any comments, or maybe you pray that prayer and start praying about a church you may want to attend this weekend. And we just want to say thank you. To everyone around the world who tunes into this podcast, we're asking you to please forward these podcasts to other friends and family members, especially those that don't know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They just hadn't met him yet.
Right.
We'll introduce him to him. Maybe something we've said, maybe something God is putting on their heart, maybe that'll lead them to the doorstep of salvation.
That's right. Well, this has been great as always.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo! And keep living it up
while beginning again.